2 years out. When the baby can no longer, when the baby can say, I'm not a baby anymore.
Okay.
Is the baby the size?
I reviewed with you.
Yes.
It failed and I asked you at home to do PA.
So you have a chart in front of a flowing chart about of the vowels, and you will see that PL and HPL did something very similar. So the who diber, אבל אני דיברתי. Who diber, he dibra, hem dibru, but the whole conjugation in the past tense moved to patach, dibarti. That's the Filippi Filippi rule that exists in HPL. Okay? The E sound in Hebrew is an involvement of the proto-Semitic I, E sound. So when Filippi flips, it becomes A. So P-L, Diber, Dibarti, Dibarta, Dibar, Dibarno, Dibarte, ta-da-da-da. Vegan ve-Hitfael. Hu hitlabesh, hi hitlabsha, hem hitlabshu, avad hitlabashti, hitlabashta, hitlabasht. You need visuals?
Okay, the English. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So here, I'm going to show you PL. Diber, נכון? זה הוא דיבר, אבל אנחנו אומרים דיברתי, נכון? And the whole conjugation holds this פתח, נכון?
Yeah.
It's not דיברתי דיברת, it's דיברתי דיברת, okay? This A was authentically this, affiliated with this sound. And when it, a researcher by the name Filippi found that there were certain occasions where the E sound, the proto-Semitic E sound, switched to A sound. And it happened in P'el, and it happened in Hitpael.
Oh, so it's a vowel shift.
Nachon, it's a vowel shift.
In English.
Hitpael, אנחנו אומרים הוא הית לבש, אבל אני הית לבשתי. It happens to you in Hif'il. אנחנו אומרים, הוא הכניס את הילדים לכיתה, הוא הכניס את הספרים לתיק, אבל אני הכנסתי את הספרים לתיק. We have a real E here. It goes to A. Okay? These are the vowel shifts you have in the verb system that are important to remember throughout the conjugation. So? Okay. היום, I want to go back. אני רוצה לחזור לפעל. ואני רוצה לדבר על עין ועיון. Okay? Now this is a review, so I'm just going to remind you the principles. In present tense, so first of all, let's find the examples. We have kum, just like gu. Okay?
Shum.
They're all bo, and you have an aleph, right? So it mostly behaves like ein vav, but it has an aleph there. Okay. And what other group do we have? Shir ve sim shalom ve riv, right? Fight, argue, quarrel. So we have 3 subgroups, and then you have variations with gutturals at the end, like nuach, la nuach, ve la nuah, to move around. Okay, so we have the slight variations that we know already what gutturals make us do. Top. So now, what's common to all of them, and they all earned the group Ayin Vav Yod because they all share the same phenomena. What will happen? What drops away? They're going to become hollow verbs, okay? Or they are considered hollow verbs because the Vav or the Yod of the root does not appear throughout the conjugation. I already told you that there are arguments to whether it was, there is a huge family of two root verbs in Hebrew, and this is the evidence, or that there are actually three root letters like we expect in Semitic languages, and then that it fell out. I am not going to take sides on that argument. I am showing you facts, okay? Present tense. We said the Vav and the Yod systematically are going to fall out. Who come? The he?
Come.
Say it again.
He come.
Come.
He come. Kama. Kama. The him. Kamim.
Kamot.
Vehen. Kamot. Okay? Ba, ba, ba'im, ba'ot. Nach, nacha, nachim, nachot. Shav, shava, shavim, shavot. Shar, shara, sharim, sharot. Sam, sama, samim, samot. Ba, ba, ba'im, ba'ot. I think the first verb you learned was ba. Nachon? All of them will follow the same structure in present tense. In past tense, you know, we always start in the third person. The third person, these two forms are identical. So I will have who, kam, vehi, kama. The difference between present and past will be where the stress of the syllable is. In Israel today, no one notices, no one cares. But for us, when we read a text and we need to define how to translate it, we need to see where the trope is. Kama.
And in some print editions, there'll be a little, what's that?
Meteg.
Mm-hmm. That would give us a warning.
Okay, the meteg is usually next to kamatz to tell you read it ah. Every time you see a meteg next to kamatz, it tells you, say it, ah. It is not kamatz katan o. You see, because kamatz, this sign, sometimes we read as ah, and sometimes we read as o, depending on the syllabic structure. If it's closed and unstressed, it will be o. So, many times in the prayer book too, they will put a metek to tell everyone, read it, ah. Seder? So now you have a very nice hint. An easy way out. Yes.
So, I always been told the meteg was the accent, the stress.
It's one of them. It is one of them.
One, but not only.
Right.
Okay.
One of the functions of meteg will be next to kamat se'a. Say them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who kam, behi kama, him?
Hem,
kamu. Remember, katav, katva, katvu. So the suffixes of past tense do not change. The suffixes are staying the same across the binyanim. It's a final truth. That's the chart we looked at when we did a review, right? The suffixes are common across the binyanim in past tense. So kam, kama, vakamu. Now, ani. This is going to be the base form for the rest of them. So ani. Kamti. Ve'ata.
Kamta.
Kamta. Ve'at.
Kamta.
By the way, there are two shva'im nachim at the end. There are two shva'im at the end of the word. What kind of shva'im are they? When you have they're both nachs. They're both resting. They have a lot of nachas resting. Okay? At the end of the word, they're relaxing. They're taking a siesta. Okay? Remember, if it was in the middle of a word, one, the first one was nach, and the second would be mobile.
Okay.
At the beginning of a word, only one of them can exist, and that would be a mobile. But at the end, they are both nachs.
Even with the dagation, tav,
remember,
it's still nach.
This is shvanach.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the gesh kal.
Yeah.
And this is for the at, from the suffix at. So they are both nach.
Well, now,
in the verb system, we have a lot of these. All of
does
the
that,
at.
Does that hold
lavash
true katav. In the biblical text as well, like for when you have a dalet and a tav at the end of a word?
Yeah, there are a few words that are nouns in Biblical Hebrew with shtush va'im. There are types of nouns. We're coming up, you will see. Nerd, the kosh, I think. No, maybe kosh was just like this. Nerd is definitely written like this. And we probably the shvana. That's a noun, that's not even in the verb system. It's a type of a perfume in the Bible. The Joseph story has it. The merchants carried this on their own. Okay, so back here. Kamti, kamta, kamt. Kam, kama, anachnu. Anachnu.
Kamnu.
Kamnu. Vatem.
Kamtem.
Vatem. And kam. So now with the same music, go ahead and do gal. Ani,
Garti,
Beta,
Garta,
Beat,
Garta,
Hu,
Garta,
Vehi,
Garta,
Gara, Anachno,
Garu,
Atem,
Garten,
Aten,
Garten,
Hem,
Garu,
Garu, Garu, remember? It's A. This is closed and stressed. And this is short tense.
Oh, it's not the, it's that one, it's not the,
it's a
ptah, not a
ptah. They're all ptahim in the conjugation. Third person stays the same as present tense. Present tense are all with the kamats. The third person is with the kamats, and the first, and the rest of the conjugation is short tense. Ten. Okay. We have past, we have present. Future, atid.
So that follows kas.
It does follow kas.
It doesn't. Unstressed.
Closed, unstressed.
Huh.
Short. But when it's stressed, it needs to be long.
But it's not.
Because there is another, because there was something else that I really do not want to explain it. It's going to be too long of an explanation.
But it's not
that's
the shortest.
What I want to know when I'm remembering this is this doesn't follow the cuss rule.
That's fine.
And that's fine.
Okay.
Is it surface reverse?
It's a funny group. So this funny group, you just let it be for now. Okay. Atid.
Akun.
So the prefixes would be all across and the suffixes in the right place. So
akum.
Akum. So here it is clear what the root is. So how will it be for shir?
Shur.
Shir. These are yods. Right? Ani ashir. So ani akum or ani ashir. Aval, and for vav aleph? Avo. It stays with the top. Avo. So, in the future, they will vary. Because ayin apol is coming back. Okay? Or the form reflects the
ein, the ein vav or yod. Ve'ata
takum.
Takum. Ve'ata
tashir.
Ve'ata
tavo.
At
takimi.
Takumi.
Takumi.
Takumi. Ve'at
shiri.
Tashiri. Ve'at
תבואי.
כן? תקומי, תשירי, תבואי.
I should start the story this way.
את תבואי, את תקומי, ואת תשירי.
Okay? You will arrive, you will get out of your, you stand up from your table, and you'll go up and sing. Right?
אני, אתה, את, הוא.
That way of doing the yud, is that just your way, or
yes,
is that...
it's my way. It's my way. You see, I am not always consistent.
It's not a universally used.
I do it, but if you do it in Israel, everybody knows that you do the yud.
Itakum vehi tashir vehi tavo. Okay, we have all the singular
side here. We're going to move to the other side for the plural. Seda?
Anachnu?
Nakum.
Nakum? Oh, wait, I need to go up. Slacha. Nakum?
Nakum.
Nashir? Nashir ve?
Navo.
Atem?
Tashim, takum.
Takum. Mu.
Tashiru.
Tashiru. Ve.
Tabo.
Tabo. Exactly. And wait, can a pen? We're going to leave open for a minute. Hem.
Yes.
Because in modern Hebrew, you're going to be done after hem, hem.
Yeah.
Here, hem.
Yakumu.
Yakumu.
Yashiru.
Yashiru.
Yavou.
Yavou. Now, remember that in the future, the ata is the base form for he. And for a ten hen. Okay? So now I want to take this basic form and create the ten hen with a na. And I am telling you now there are going to be surprises. What? There are going to be movements of vowels. There are going to be movements of vowels. Ready?
Yeah.
Instead of U, it's going to be O. You know, I'm going to start here with Tavona. I'm going to take Tavo. And Tavo doesn't change, so it will be Tavona. Tavona. Okay? But the U, the U is going to become Takona.
Oh, and it has to be Sharona.
Sharona?
Tashirna. Oh, it's not. Right.
So they
both
are different.
But what is Sharona?
Sharona is a name.
Oh, it's a name. Okay. I was cataloging music for our library last night, and I came
Shiron, across Shiron. Shiron from Shir. The word Shir, which is a song, plus the ending on, creates a piece of paper that is the music, the lyrics of songs for a particular event. So there is a youth movement Shiron, and there is a Erev Shabbat Shiron, and there is Shiron for Pesach Seder, and people use Shironim for different purposes. So the biblical form, now, you know, we're not going to speak that way, we're not going to write this way, but you need to be able to recognize them. Okay?
Which one do you use, and which form do you use if you're talking about?
I'm sorry? I think you use...
Those are identical,
right? What is it? Yeah, they are identical.
But you left out the...
Yeah, this one, the and this one are exactly... Yeah, because the vav really goes out. Just at the yod for that. Here it's... I think here it stayed.
Wait, so you don't... put the vav, you just put the circle, I mean the dot, whatever.
Yeah, just the cholam without the vav, each four, yeah.
But if you're writing without nekudot, then you put the vav in?
Put the vav in. Okay. Now, tzivui comes from which person? How do we create tzivui?
The
you. But you group. So here is my you group.
Draft the self
from the future.
That's kind of the general rule. It's not always the case that it's exactly the same.
What do you mean?
I've seen a couple of cases where in this book that it shows the Sibui form having slightly different vowels. And
when you see it, ask me, because it should be the same unless there was something significant in that verb.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what your sheet, your comparison sheet of Ein Vav Yod for Pa'al, should have all these verbs. You should have one from this group, one from this group, this one, and one of these two. So you have a guttural sample, because the guttural will change a little bit. Remember, guttural is for a sounds. You need to follow and see what it does. Tzivui. So let's drop the tabs like we always do.
Cool.
Now, in our tefillah, I'm telling you, every day, you say kum. You know which one?
What?
One significant time between when you say kum.
Tzur Yisrael.
What form is it? Kuma. What's it? Kuma. Why is it written in the Bible Kuma? Or in the prayer book? That's called emphatic tzivui. Emphatic
narrative.
It's a long form. Please get up. Kindly get up. Because otherwise it's tzivui, like, get up!
Is that like kumna?
It's right. So kumna na is a specific please word. Aleph is exactly as bevakasha. Exactly the same as bevakasha. Okay, except this one is biblical. Or ana.
Anna
bechoach, yeah, Anna, bevakasha, please. So na is an ellipsis of Anna. Okay, so if they are synonyms, absolutely. But kuma, you can take any imperative form and make it a long form, and that is for the purpose of it's a modalic form. Right? It's a wishing form. So, or please do this. Okay? Lecha dodi likrat kala. What's the halecha?
Aha.
Like
say
lecha, this way.
Yeah.
It's actually not this way. It's this way. What's that?
Lech.
It's lech.
Go.
Go. Plus.
Plus
the emphatic ending. Okay? It's a long tzivui. A long form for tzivui. Okay? Please go.
For all the, just for the singular, or is can it be done with all four?
It's on the masculine form. There are other long forms, but they will be on the future first person. Like. In the lecha dodi, you say lecha dodi, lekrat kala. Lecha was imperative. Peneni shabbat, nekabela. The nekabela there is nekabel, the tiel, with a long form of the n, nekabela. So let's receive, let's do this. It has this, okay, yeah? The let's do this and not just we'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll
can you
do it.
Put those back?
Let's do it.
On the board, you erase them?
Nekabela.
And the other two you just erased.
Kuma Yisrael. Okay. Tzu Yisrael. Kuma Be'ezot Yisrael. Right? And then Lecha from Lecha Dodi. And then this is in second person. So when it's in second person, it's emphatic imperative. But when it's on first person, it's called cohortative.
Oh, I know that.
Wait,
let us make this. Let us go.
Thanks.
Can you say that again?
And you have hava, nagila hava, nagila hava, right?
What is it called in English?
Cohortative.
Cohortative.
Longer form. That was a long form.
Cohortative imperative? No.
No, cohortative is on first person only. Long form.
So it's just cohortative?
On a verb, right. It's called cohortative.
Yeah.
And you have hava, nagila hava, nagila hava, nagila ben is nacha.
Singular. Singular?
Yeah, hava is in the second person. Come on. Nagila. We shall celebrate. We'll be happy.
And at the end of that is also the
yeah, there. That's cohortative. It's on first person. When you say long form, cohortative. When you say long form on first person, it's called cohortative. It's a modalic usage.
And it's kind of
the verb.
It's kind of like wishing.
Let's do it. All right. And there is yet on the third person there is something else going on. I'm not pushing you now. Wait for level four. That's it. That's where I draw my line. Okay. Cool. From the shir we get shir bevakasha. Kum v'shir. Ve'ata bo bo hena.
Bo
bo.
I heard that a lot in Israel.
Ve'at
kumi
o
shiri
shiri kumi right uri dabri shir right uri dvora right uri dabri shir arise dvora kumi shiri boi
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 hello.
Boy kala, boy kala, boy kala. Right? Exactly. Okay. Atem. Just drop it.
Kumu.
Kumu. Just drop the top, guys.
Shiru.
Shiru ladona.
Shiru la adonai kol ha. Don't even think. This is it.
Kumna.
Right, but remember the vowels changed here, so
Kumna.
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 Yeah.
Shana. Ve Bona. Bona, 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 Habanot.
Like in the 60s after the war.
Besimcha regam meyotzapav.
So, why would it be that you kept the vav in the top three bows, but not in that?
Because here, there was a process, and I really do not want to talk about this. It's going to be too much.
No, but I mean,
you can write the vav.
You can write it with or without the vav on the left.
I will allow you to do, in that case, whatever you wish. Yeah, that's the only case that I really don't feel strongly about this for good reasons.
Don't wait a minute.
Another case.
Historically, there are reasons they were written differently. Well, never, it doesn't matter.
Okay. To get up. To see. To come. La. 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 Kum. La. Kum. Machar. Babokum. עם שיר חדש בלב. La. Shir. Oto. Bechoach. להשאיר אותו with pain לשמוע חלילים פלוץ ברוח החופשית free wind ולהתחיל מבראשית מבראשית לקום לשיר
לבוא
La
Bo or La Bo?
La Bo.
La Bo. Oh,
right. Big as Kefet. Not the
right.
beginning of the word
right,
anymore.
Right, right.
La Nuach. Beyom Shabbat Ani Ohevet La Nuach. Shabbat Yom Menucha Ani Ohevet La Nuach. That's not what's happening.
That's what
I like to do.
That. At least turn your computer off. That's the modern midnight.
I don't do any work. That's my commitment. No work.
No phone, no drive? Or
no phone, drive sure. And obligations of kids.
Yeah, that's what.
Soccer.
Soccer? Or do you not?
Basketball.
Basketball.
It's on my parents. I'm teasing. I really am teasing. You know, we're leaving the here and now. You do what you need to do. All right, so now I have a question for you. Gerunds. Can I erase the end over there? The extra that I gave you today? Okay. I'm going to erase the extra thing. And I want to talk to you about gerunds. So next week, everybody is going to give me a summary sheet of all the Ayin Vav and Ayin Yod of Pa'al. Okay, so you have a summary sheet of Ayin Vav Yod. You know, one of those verb sheets that I have in the congregation. So?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about gerunds. Shem Pe'ula. We call this what?
Shem
HaPo'al in infinitive construct with Lev. This Shem Pe'ula is a gerund. It's the ing number. Okay? Now, the music in Pa'al is what?
La.
E, A. Ktiva, Lemida, Sfira, right, the Sfirata Omer from that. And we had the We Are, and we had Kerima, and we had Sheira. Okay? Remember that the Vav was a Wa sound. What happened to the Vav and the Yod in most of the conjugation?
They
disappeared. But here you can really see the reason. I want somebody to say Buya, 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 many times in a row, and what will you hear?
Yeah.
And that's what you hear, Buya.
Yeah.
So, after pronunciation this so many times, when you hear only this, that's all that happened. Shva is a half vowel. Chirik is a full vowel. It's even a long vowel here, because this is part of the structure of Shem Pe'ula. So when this vav, the ayin vav yod, fell out, the e, the chirik, regressed, pushed away the shva, and we got bi'a. Bevi'a ha-tamashiyach ha-imamin. Right, this is a regular noun. Regular nouns, we learned they you can construct them, right? So when we construct, we have bi'at. Ha-mashiyach, nachon? Smichut? If you want to be clear, I need to write it by the mirror. Hold on. So I have in construct smichut, I have bi'at. The he turns into a tav. We saw it happening when, in our first chapter. Bi'at HaMashiach in book 2, and then we did here with HaMashiach. Okay? And then we have from Kwima, we have Kimkima.
Kima.
And I was teaching one of the rabbinical school students who, in his camp, used to call the wake-up Kima. Kima. Kima is the correct pronunciation, but the Yiddish pronunciation, Kima. Mm, okay. They had a Kima at 6 o'clock.
Okay? Wake up call.
Yeah. Kima, the getting up. And from Shira Chadasha. Okay? Shira Chadasha, Shifu Yodin, okay? Shira. But Nuach, you will not believe what I'm about to tell you. We use Menucha, we use a noun.
Right.
Because the form Nicha has not been used. It has been used only as follows in these circumstances. When an argument was not important and you wanted to put it to rest, you say Nicha. Lo chashuv, not important. Nicha. That's how they use it. Listen to the Yiddish accent in it.
Yeah.
Nicha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay? So when you're in the middle of some kind of distasteful argument and it's not even worthwhile investing any energy in it, you say, you know what? He wants this. It's lo chashuv. Doesn't matter anymore. Nicha. Leave it alone.
That's how you sof pasuk. It's like the conversation's over.
But it's so when we say sof pasuk in everyday slang, that means I made a decision.
That's it. You have to do it. No more discussion.
In Nicha is like it is not even like there is a forgiving. It's more of a forgiving the circumstances. Okay. Questions about this?
So this is Ayin Vav?
This is the Shem Pe'ula, the gerund for Ayin Vav Yod, without exception. Seder? I want to talk to you about the gerund then for Lamed Yod, because we finished Lamed Yod. We're not going to go back to do Lamed Yod. So in Lamed Yod, or Lamed He, if I'm going to try and plug Shatam here, this is where the argument, where the linguists who argue that it's a Lamed Yod at the end, win the argument. Is it a Lamed Yod or a Lamed He? You see that? Shtiya. Okay? Shtiya. Kniya. Okay? Liknot. So, in Lamed Yod, what happened? We just had doubling of the Yod. So, it's no big deal. But what happens when a yod is resting and the same consonant comes after with a vowel? They become one with the dagesh forte.
That's why.
I
wondered about that.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, when you park your car outside, you say, I parked it in the parking lot, in the parking spaces. Chet doesn't get mobile. Shva, cha, ni, ya. So
One yod with the gesh forte.
Chaniya, when you write with that vowels, you put the double yods.
Can you write the paradigm on top like he did the Ibrahim Lamed on the Ein Bab Yod?
So I did it in here, it's not helpful enough here. Kniya becomes Kniya. Is that okay?
Yeah. And this is for
Lamed Yod verbs. All the verbs that go with the hey. And these are all the verbs that come with Ein Bab Yod. Okay.
These are so Lamed Hey. What you
is
just
always
did.
There, right?
The Degesh Forte will be there, but you need to understand why. Do you understand why? Right. One is because in the gerund music, in the pattern, in the template of the gerund, you have a yod, and then the yod of the root. So it's doubling.
And this is the gerund form of the Lamed Hey verbs in Pa'al.
Yes. Seder? And some of you already picked up on that.
That's Lamed Hey.
Lamed Hey. But remember I said that there are arguments whether it's a Lamed Hey or Lamed Yod. And they're arguing. And half of the people will say, you know what, the paradigm is mostly this way. So it's Lamed Yod. Mm-hmm. And they will say, but half of it is with the hay, so it's Lamed Hey. Again, we're not taking stands here. We're just going to show the inconsistencies and understand why it was called both.
So with the Lamed Yod, excuse me. Okay. With the Lamed Yod, would you still put the hay at the end?
But it's not the hay of the root here. This hay is part of the template.
Yeah, it can.
But it's a template of Pa'al. Because you're going to have the Shlemim are going to be, the Shlemim, for example, will be Lemida and Sfira. Look. Lemida. Vektiva.
So
this hay is part of the template of Shem Pe'ula. So this hay at the end here is part of the Shem Pe'ula. The double yod here is because this and the root.
Okay. But what when it's Lamed Yod? That's Lamed Hey. Okay?
Yeah, when you're
Lamed Hey and Lamed Yod is the same name and the same group.
Okay. So would you still have the Hey at the end for Lamed Yod?
Yeah, I don't understand why not.
And this is the same thing that gives us Kaniki, for instance. In the past tense.
Nahon, in the past tense we say Kaniki, Kanita, Kanit. Right? In the future, you have ekne, tikne, so the hay is there.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
Okay, if you don't have.
So it's what some people call a hybrid.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I made myself a note to talk to you about two verbs out of your homework. One of them has to do